Welcome to America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. Hopefully, during this long weekend, I got my fingers crossed. We have some nice weather. We're not dealing with high winds, rains, mudslides, all the catastrophes that we've had in the last, really, 7 months. The worst, more Oklahoma. They're burying the 24 people who lost their lives, including the 7 kids, although there are some good stories of people helping each other and survival. I think we're going to see a lot of those people go and get the storm shelters that they didn't have in the past, and they're going to have big city council meetings where they talk about the elementary schools having storm shelters as well. And those storm shelters are bigger and cost a lot more money. But I have a feeling as they rebuild, that's going to be top of the agenda. If you go to more cities' website, they already have put it up on there. Only 10% of the people in Moore had some sort of a shelter. In other parts of Oklahoma, people are figuring out ways as they put up houses to just do it, to just have basements, even though that's not necessarily as common, or to put in these storm shelters. All right, at the Skagit River, thanks to a great caller who called us to make sure we could pronounce it correctly. I'm listening to some of the people in the national news, and I've heard 3 different versions of it. Isn't it funny when you live in an area and you hear people pronounce a bridge or a river or a street or something in our town, and it's completely different? Since I grew up outside of Philadelphia, I grew up just off of the Schuylkill River, and I could always tell when a new newscaster came to town because they pronounced it every other way. I think we learned in journalism school, when in doubt, don't pronounce. All right, the caller was great, also told us that locally what they're saying is a truck that was too high went over the bridge and pulled the beam. So slowly you could see the bridge buckling behind that. That makes sense. That's not officially what's being said. The National Transportation Safety Board, of course, they're investigating and looking at it. The good news is there were so many people that helped and were pulling people out of the river and helping the few that were in, and nobody died. And that's the good thing. It had to be pretty frightening, though, to be on your car and then all of a sudden, boom, there you are in the river. As we often do here on America Tonight, we're going to go in a couple of different directions, talking about a little bit about Memorial Day and talking about a couple of other things happening, like this crazy Jody Arias trial and what the significance is of it. And, of course, the Boy Scouts with a big decision to officially allow any gay scouts or not to discriminate against any scout, any male scout, Boy Scout for sexual orientation. But remember, there are no gay leaders. They will not allow a gay leader in the Boy Scouts. A lot of people are going to be talking about the impact of this. So far, a lot of thumbs up in the polls, 63% or more saying, yeah, that's fine for the kids, not for the leaders. Let's go to Izzy in the great state of Missouri. Hey, Izzy.
Hi, Kate. Matrix? Ignorant? I hope that is not my cousin Richard who lives in Spokane. Seriously, he does. Because back up that train, buddy. Kate is probably the most fairest talk radio host in this country. Most people would cut you off at your ankles. And I hope he's still listening, because I heard that, and Nathan just calmed me down. He says, now, you be nice, young lady. And I said, I will try.
Yeah, he didn't want the sailor in you that might come out.
Trust me. He took that front.
I like that. Thanks.
That was just wrong. Because I didn't hear you say anything. And by the way, when did a jury trial become just a hearing?
No, they're really what's happening is sometimes it doesn't go to a jury and it settles, depending on are we talking criminal or civil and what is the matter.
Of course, deals are made all the time.
Right, right, exactly.
But that is called a trial by judge, or they get a plea bargain. It still has to go before a judge.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's a trial by a judge. Last time I looked, those were still going on.
All over.
I had my say on Mr. Spokane. I'm tired. I'm grumpy.
Yeah, they got some weather there in Missouri.
No power.
Yeah.
And a lot of tree cutting. Oh, my God. But anyway, I wanted to address the gentleman that emailed you about the Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
I am so disappointed in that decision. And, you know, Kate, I have become the most skeptical person. I do not believe that there was actually 63% of whatever people they pulled or that organization that wanted to be inclusive of gays, gay children, gay teens, whatever. I don't believe that. And I'll tell you, one of the reasons is one of the biggest supporters of the Boy Scouts is the Southern Baptist churches. And I don't know if you know anything about the Southern Baptist Convention.
I do.
I'm not Baptist, but they came into Hannibal in droves to help people. Because the massive amount of trees down in every street block and so much power outage. And they actually knocked on my door. I was like, who are you? I mean, here's two men in yellow t-shirts. And they do good work all over the world, not just in America, but all over the world in disaster situations. And they have been a very ardent supporter of the Boy Scouts. And for that, I give them credit simply because they do a lot of good works, period. And I'm Catholic, and honest to Pete, the Southern Baptist folks are doing a lot more than Catholics are, because I didn't see any of my parish out and about helping that much.
Yeah, yeah.
So they, you know, people really need to kind of be careful who they're ticking off these days, because that's how a lot of funding is going bye-bye. You know, and all of this inclusiveness and all of this diversity, it's not working out. I mean, look at London.
Oh, London is such a bad, it's such a sad thing that happened there.
All this diversity rubbish is backfiring.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Sweden, 4 days of rioting. And you know what? They so sanitized the article that they didn't mention that it was Muslims doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's wrong.
Don't we have enough to worry about in our country without having more problems?
Yeah. It's wrong that whatever happened to the facts? Why do we have to sanitize something, scrub it down, and not have the facts? Why let the facts get in the way of a good story? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, why have all this diversity when it's not working?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Look at what's happening in the schools with the affirmative action tipped in a different direction, and we saw that too many kids were getting rejected from schools simply because of that, and it was a big problem. Thanks, Izzy. There was a big problem in Michigan with one student in particular who decided, you know what, I'm going to file a lawsuit because I'm in trouble here. I am a white girl. I got good grades. I did everything I could. My dream was to go to Michigan, and I just don't fit the quota. Stay with us. More to come here on this version of America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Let the listeners know that the Skagit River actually is significant because of where it is on I-5. There are a lot of people that go down that corridor, and it's a route between Puget Sound, that whole area, and Canada. So this is going to affect a lot of trucks, commerce, people who travel in that direction. And it's going to cost the economy in a big way in and around the Seattle area. Yeah, you know, it comes back to that whole thing about the civil engineers report that they did on America's infrastructure. Remember they gave the grades to the bridges, and it wasn't great. Bridges got like a C something, and this was a bridge that... the caller even told us that it was somewhere 60-something. But bottom line is, people who haul into the country from Canada and go in a different direction, they use that bridge. I've gotten I have a friend named Robin who lives up there, and so now these people are starting to ping me and tell me, and this is not just, oh, this is a bridge, you know, no big deal. It's going to really affect truck travel in up and down that area for sure. How about that? Ray is listening to us in the great state of Missouri as well on 1070 rather AM. Hey Ray, how are you?
Well, Kate, it sucks right here.
I know. No power. Do you have no power?
Is Izzy actually from Hannibal?
She's around that area, yeah.
Yeah, I'm in Hannibal. I haven't had power since Monday. Last that we checked with the power company today, because Monday morning, after the tornadoes went through Oklahoma, we sent half of our Board of Public Works, our electricians, to help them. And then Monday evening, we got this storm that went through that took, and they still haven't told us whether it was tornadoes or straight line wind, but every tree in town, not every tree, but it pulled them up from the roots, so they're all over the place. I've got a utility pole still laying down across the street in front of my house, and nobody's even been by since Tuesday. They're announcing on the radio today and TV that all but 500 people are back up, and that's bull. Because Walmart still doesn't have power. I still don't have power. My house is not demolished. My house is still standing. But I haven't had power since Monday. My generator went down Tuesday evening, the old generator I had, so I had to go out and buy a new generator. And that was $900. And then the gas has been fueling it. And then they're telling us tonight that, well, it's Labor Day weekend, so or Memorial Day weekend, so we're not doing anything. If you're not back up tomorrow, we're not coming back to work until Tuesday to even try. So it's a mess. It really is a mess.
No kidding. Gosh, I'm sorry you're going through that. And I knew the power was out. I didn't realize it was so widespread and hadn't clicked back on. So you had to empty refrigerator and stuff, right? Because that's also part of this nightmare.
Well, I had my little generator that I take with my camper because I work on the road.
Right.
So I had that little, and they're not made to run 24 hours a day. It burned up Tuesday. So I had to go out Tuesday evening and charge $900 for my credit card to buy a new generator because that's all you could buy was the most expensive. Columbia, Missouri Lowe's sent down a truckload of generators to us, and they sent $900 generators. So if you wanted a generator, you had to buy a $900 generator. Those things take $60 a day in gas. It's not as bad as Oklahoma. I feel for those people because they lost their houses. But we're sitting here without power, and it's milking everything you have.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for telling us that. I feel you. I feel for you. I know, Ray. That's hang in there. That's especially the thing where you have to get the generator, as he's saying, and now you're held hostage. He needs the generator. So Harry's playing catch up like all of us, right? You got your finances. You're doing okay. And then, poof, got to pull out that credit card and slap $900 on it. That is the worst. And I had that happen. A similar thing happened with the power going out. It's been now 5 years, but I had the same kind of deal that Ray had, but I was in a bigger city. Same thing, though. Same thing where you got to do what you got to do. And he's somebody who had some emergency preparedness, and imagine if you don't, but yet he still had to get that power. And he's saying what a mess it is with pickup and trying to get the power back on. I mean, this is now going into a holiday weekend. He's talking about it being out since Monday. Some of you may have the same complaint. If you want to vent, please call us. I understand. Feels good when you vent. 855-266-5283. And you want to know, why? This is Hannibal. You know, why don't we have the power back. And we see that it seems like whenever power lines go down, there's X amount of bodies that are thrown to it, but the power companies sometimes, I don't know, we'll have to look into the Hannibal situation, but the power companies sometimes, you know, they're not in a big hurry to restore the power up. Now, in big disasters like Sandy, they had problems, awful problems with power, but people there told me the same thing, that they would be promised it was coming, it was happening, and, oh, a weekend was coming up, and they couldn't get trucks to certain areas, but they kind of got a pass, except for in Connecticut, where they went after the power company there, because there were so many people that had to have power back. But, I mean, is it not the worst thing in the world? You realize how vital it is when you lose it for a big chunk of time. Coming up on the show, we're going to fill in the blanks for some things that you might have missed. You really want to get up in arms, we'll tell you about Miss IRS, I'll take the fifth. Also, what the blowback is from the president's speech on drones and Gitmo and terror in general. John McCain, who's become a nemesis anyway of Obama's, had plenty to say about that, and he wasn't the only one. You know, drones and Gitmo, that's real cocktail conversation, isn't it? In Washington, they're like two dreaded non-topics in a mixed crowd, because the defenders or the people who are anti-drone, they will go right down your throat to say that it's going to be like flying saucers that are going to be right up there in our face flying around in the neighborhoods. And I agree with that. I agree with the privacy deal, and I say that you have to defend that to almost the death, in a sense. That's how we got to where we were. And if we've got drones patrolling us on our highways and side streets, well, yeah, I'm going to say we need to keep a lid on that and put those little drones away. But if we're talking about hitting targets like Anwar al-Awlaki, who is the biggest snake of them all, who killed, because of his rhetoric, so many people were killed, so many Americans, I would have to say I had no problem with that hit in Yemen. And people say, well, what about his son? And do we know how deep the son was in with the plans, with the father, with the rhetoric, with the anti-Western ways? We don't know that. But he was there, and why would he have put his son close to him in the first place and pulled him into that? You have to ask yourself that question. So we're talking a little drones next, a little IRS. And if you want to vent about the power situation or something else that's really got your hackles up, yeah, come on, we'll make you feel better. 855-266-5283.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
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 Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia,
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comm block shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazine.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Situation in Hannibal, Missouri. You know how we know that? Because I just got two quick emails, one from Joe and one from someone named Bill, and they wanted to know where Ray lived because they're saying they're having the same problem and are really, really hacked off. Here's the scoop, Izzy. Everybody wants to talk to you. If you call in, our man, the glue, Nathan, will connect the dots for you. Don't you love that? It's a big community here
on this
radio network. I'm serious. If you do that, then you can connect if you like to. And she knows the number by heart, so maybe she can give some advice to some of the people in Missouri. She always seems like she's on top of everything. All right, speaking of being on top of everything, one person who I believe wasn't, and, you know, I'm not scapegoating this lady. I know some people that work for the IRS. I'm getting a little bit of the skinny. The stuff that's not out there that I can't out my sources, but I can tell you that a lot of people weren't real psyched about Lois Lerner in the first place, but not a character assassination. We can leave that aside. The bottom line is she was running the division that oversaw the unit in Cincinnati that was targeting conservative groups, right? So they put her on administrative leave with pay, and she makes a serious buck. That means you and I are paying for that. Any of you get administrative leave and get paid in the meantime? So I love Chuck Grassley, because why I like him is, if I don't even always agree with him, he's a guy that doesn't seem to pull any punches, right? He's from Iowa. So he says, listen, she claims she was only put in that status after she wouldn't step down. Because they wanted her to resign. She wouldn't resign. So he says the commissioner, the interim commissioner, was right to demand her resignation and said that we shouldn't pay her salary indefinitely. If the new acting IRS commissioner asked for the resignation, she refused to resign. And why are we putting her on leave and paying for it? You know, they got to resolve this thing because it's ridiculous. You know, they got to fix this. That's the bottom line. You can't target those groups. I mean, we've already discussed this backwards and forwards. None of us are crazy about the IRS. We aren't, right? Do we? You know, this goes back to like me watching the Tudors and how they would just stab somebody when they didn't pay their taxes. When the king decided, this is why we don't live in England, right? The king wants more money. So you pay up, peasants, or you'll end up with your heads in somewhere, cut off, and in a bag somewhere. So, you know, we purposely fought the Redcoats to get out of that situation. Remember the whole Tea Party taxes, all that? We get it. We know it. So none of us are crazy about it anyway. I say this, but I'll reiterate this again. I'm more for the flat tax deal, because I think the IRS is just too bulky anyway. It's out of control how big. It's an out-of-control monster at this point. So she's the one who acknowledged the practice in the first place, and the only reason she did that is because there was a setup question was asked to her, and that's how this all trickled out. Then she does the fist. She says she doesn't do anything wrong. Yeah, there's more to this story. I mean, there's more to this story. And this is what also happened. There was a letter that was sent to the acting commissioner, Daniel Werfel, and it was sent from a couple of senators that included John McCain, saying, just remove her from office. We don't have confidence in her ability to do what her duties are. So will there be any success of getting her to come back before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee? Daryl Issa, he just adjourned the meeting so that they could go back to it. That's a little technical trick. They could do that and bring her back. I mean, who knows where that leads, but, you know, the fact is, We're paying for her to sit there and watch television. I don't know. I hope they get to the bottom of it. That's the bottom line. Whatever it takes, figure out, connect the rejections, the memos, the people who applied for the status, and go through it. Because there should be pressure here. I mean, I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican, independent, whatever, furious at the government. It doesn't matter. Bottom line is, that shouldn't have happened. And sorry, but the Supreme Court and Citizens United made all of this possible. So you want to put blame it on the robes then. But that shouldn't have happened with those groups. Unless there was legitimate reasons they could prove it, then that was it. I mean, you know, there you go. All right, speaking of payoffs, because I thought this was so outrageous, I wanted to bring it up. Today I was looking at a financial chart. You know, I was trying to figure out, okay, follow the money. And I was looking at the IMF chief, and then the story breaks about her salary. There was something, I was reading an overseas rag and saw a little blurb about it. And now I think this has gone broader, but the International Monetary Fund, which we're connected to, the chief, Christine Lagarde, is being asked a bunch of questions because of this $520 million payoff. So what is the $520 million payoff? The payment was made to an entrepreneur, and the guy's name is Bernard Tepe, and this was part of a private arbitration process to settle some kind of a dispute with the bank, the Credit Leonis, over the botched sale of Adidas in the 90s. Okay, so why do you care about all this gobbledygook when there's all these other things going on? this is the thing of big money, big juicy power in France, especially when you have now really a socialist in charge of that country, and she's known to be an incredible negotiator. So while Europe is going through this debt crisis, the fact that they let this dispute go to private arbitration rather than go to the courts is pretty fishy. So this is a guy who was close to Nicolas Sarkozy, who was the French president at the time, and this is an incredibly generous buyout. So what gives here? What's the scoop? There's got to be more to this. And we're tied to that International Monetary Fund. We're tied to what's happening in Europe because our money, part of our money, the little we have, as we are so debt-laden, is tied into it. So whether we like it or not, we're part of this whole global ruse when it comes to banking. We're caught right in the middle of that hornet's nest. So I say go after, ask the questions, find out what the deal is, drill it down, and find out what's the reason why he was put in that situation where he got that windfall. When there are so many struggles to keep these countries just floating. Look at Greece, Italy's in trouble, Ireland's in trouble, and like I said, our currency is all wrapped up into some of that. So here's our Would You Believe It moment of the show, of America Tonight this time around. Remember the guy Charles Ramsey, who I said was the most authentic person for the first 5 months of this year? You know who he was? He was one of the Cleveland women that were kidnapped. He was one that helped them when they, as they got out of the house. And he just talked like he would talk to anybody and was interviewed so many times. He said, you know, I was going to McDonald's and I was finishing my McDonald's. And then I hear this girl screaming, and he was talking about Amanda Berry, and then he talked about what he did to try to help her, and because he had said McDonald's so many times, McDonald's decided for the next year they would just give him free food. So that's his reward. He can walk into the McDonald's and get all the free food he wants, and then McDonald's decided that they were going to donate money to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children in the names of all three, and they did that. So how about that? I think that they responded to people that were saying he should get free burgers for life and, you know, whatever, and there were so many tweets and so much of that going on that McDonald's got all this crazy sort of publicity in a weird way, so they decided to take advantage and let him have the free McDonald's. Here's what I want to know. What's the over-under on him eating, Charles Ramsey, eating at McDonald's every single day? I haven't been there in so long, I can't tell you their menu. I like their coffee, but probably breakfast on every single day, he's probably going to go into McDonald's. If not, pretty close to it, let's put it that way. Hey, coming up on the show, an interesting conversation with a woman who had a weird, strange disease and a young child, a disease that almost killed her. And then she found that she's all of a sudden at barely 30-something in a situation where you got to have a husband who has to become a caretaker. You know, you're not expecting that. You expect to go through the ages. And it's like a sequoia tree. There's certain rings, right? The rings of life. And if you're lucky, you're hoping it all goes according to what would be a more natural plan. But what happens when you're foisted into a situation where your family gets turned upside down? Many of you have been put in those roles, maybe too early, where you took care of a parent, you took care of a child, and then you had other children that were healthy, and it really can be a drag on the caregiver. You want to hear this conversation? It's enlightening, let's put it that way.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Here's a subject that we don't, I think, tackle enough, and some of you have called in and shared personal stories from time to time about something that's going on in your life where you've had to either nurse someone back to health while you're working full-time, taking care of a family, whatever it might be, and this is both a lot of you guys and some of you women out there, too, or you've been through the ringer yourself. So Debbie Berkelhammer's with us. She's written a book called Point of View on Dying and Living. You know, it really puts the relationships to task. There's no doubt about it when you're in this situation and you all get thrown in the same boat. Debbie, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And I understand that you also had a battle of yourself. You overcame a life-threatening disease. Tell us about that and how your family dealt with that.
I did. 17 years ago, I was told I had a pediatric cervical spinal cord tumor that was non-cancerous but life-threatening. And once we were told about it, we had an unsuccessful surgery, 6 weeks of radiation, and then I was told I had 1 to 3 months to live when I was 31 and a young mother.
Oh. And now here you are today, so...
And here I am today, yeah. Alive and kicking.
Yeah, so that's good news. So to get through that, what do you do? What do you do when you're just all of a sudden flung in this situation and you're, as you said, you've got a young child, you're a young mother to yourself?
Yeah, I was a young mother. I had 3 kids between us, 2 of my own and 1, my husband's son at the time. And he instantly became a caregiver, which is something that no one really is ever prepared for. And we were faced with, what do we do now? And at first we just went, you know, just kind of went towards what everyone was telling us and the treatments and what do we do. And after the first surgery, when they said it was inoperable, then we had to take a step back. And we said, wait a minute, we thought you would take this out. So we really had to rally together as a family. My kids were young. It was 3, 8, and 9, all boys. And between my first surgery, which was the summer of 96, to the fall right after my radiation, I became extremely ill from the radiation and medication. So my role as a mother completely changed, and my husband's role as a father and a caregiver kicked in and went in overdrive.
Yeah, so you go through this, and he's foisted into this situation, as you said, caregiver, and you also have your three young boys. Now you get through the rabbit hole and you're out on the other side. How did that change your relationship with the boys and with your husband?
It changed. The boys, now that are men, they saw me fight, and it made a profound difference in each of their lives as they grew up. I wish that they wouldn't have had to deal with this, obviously, to have a sick mother. But on the other hand, they saw the fight. They saw the rally, and they were changed because of it. And I believe it was in a good way. My husband at the time, we're not married anymore, but we're still friends, and we still have that between us, and we'll talk about it. But our marriage wasn't as strong as it could have been at the time of my illness, of my diagnosis. But we were strong enough in our foundation, in our relationship, to put it aside and go through this together. And I think because of that, our kids are stronger, and, you know, we're in a better place than we probably would have been had we gotten divorced before the illness.
So you're offering valuable insight to people, and your book talks about that. There's people listening now, and they might be put in this situation, or they might find themselves in this situation. What do you do? You know, how can somebody who's close friends and, of course, family, how can they emotionally support someone who's sick, and even, for that matter, physically?
I think the best thing is, a lot of times when you're sick, you don't want the pity. Mm. You know, people don't know what to do when they have a friend or a close one that's sick. And I'm in a similar situation now where I have a friend that's sick. And it's, you know what, you just be there. Sometimes you're there without talking. Sometimes you pick up a meal. Sometimes you drive one of their kids. But the main thing is just to say, you know what, I love you. I believe you're going to get better. And I'm here for you. Not, I'm so sorry this happened to you. But tell me, you know, I'm going to do something for you. Not even tell me what I can do for you, because you don't want to think about what that person can do for you. You just want them to do it.
Yeah.
And they will. And I think when people kind of step away from the pity and say, you know what, I want to be a part of this. And the person that's ill has to let you in. Like, when I let my family in and I let my friends in, then we all were a part of it. And it was a horrible experience, but we all were able to do it together. And you have to accept where you are. And it's hard to say, I can't make dinner anymore. I can't drive my kids anymore. But it's okay to say that.
Yeah, and see, there—that's the key—is to being able to say it. I think one of the best things that you said there is just to be there. But there is that helplessness where you want to, you know, you want to make them better, obviously, but you want to figure out a way to bridge the gap, and it is really tough. But you said a key thing, I think, that resonated with me. I've been through this a couple of times. Is you just go and do something, you don't even have to ask. If you just go and do it, that's the great thing, right? Take the bull by the horns.
If you're a parent or a spouse, or you know what to do already because you're already doing it for your own family. So you think about, well, what would I need, you know, and then just go do it. You know, drop off groceries. Say, hey, you know what, I'll take them for a night, you know, your kids, or just something like that, just something so simple. Buy a new pair of pajamas, you know, buy a new set of towels, like things that feel good, things that you would want if you didn't, you know, if you were ill.
Mm.
So it's more, you know, don't ask, just do, and it's very much appreciative.
Yeah. So, and on the other side of it, because you went through this, and if you, you said this, you got strong support from your spouse and from your family. Do you think that helps you over the hurdle? Do you think that puts you in a better spot to overcoming whatever the disease might be or the issue?
Absolutely. I hit a serious depression after my bout of radiation, and I was in a very dark place. And my mother came from D.C. to Philadelphia, where I was living at the time, and she yanked me out of it. And I couldn't see the light. And I don't mean that in a religious way, but for me, I feel like everyone has an inner light within them. They have that higher power within themselves, and sometimes you need a little help finding it. And I was in a dark place, and because of my mom, she said, get up, we're going out, and that's the end of it. And you will no longer feel sorry for yourself. And that was pivotal in my recovery, because once I started to feel better, then I believed that I would get better. And so every day I had hope.
Yeah. And so you got help from your mom, your family, had that support, all that kind of thing, and you got over that depression. Was there something you told yourself every day, or did you put it out of your mind? Did you just try to? It sounds funny to say this, and people always poo-poo this, but I think there's something about glasses half full, positive thoughts. It doesn't mean it's always going to work. But did you try to kind of go in that direction?
I did. I believe in mind over body. And once I got through that hurdle, I just wouldn't accept that I was going to die and that I wasn't going to be in my kids' life. My kids were a huge inspiration to me, but I just said, you know what? I'm going to beat this. I'm going to get better. I'm going to show this tumor that it doesn't have the best of me, and I'm going to find a way to make myself better. So every day I thought of that. Every day I had radiation, when it would radiate through me, I would say, I'm going to kick your you-know-what. Every single day I said it. And I believed it. And I think that's the biggest thing, is that you have to believe it. Even at the darkest, darkest moment, if you can find that little bit of hope, then you can take the next step. And I believe that. And every day was another step towards getting better.
Yeah. Now that you have a book out and you're talking about all this kind of stuff, in other words, different kinds of diseases or whatever you might have, it doesn't matter necessarily what it is, deadly or severe or whatever it might be, are you starting to find that people are wanting to share stories with you?
Absolutely. And that's been my next favorite part. You know, publishing the book was emotionally very difficult. But this part about people emailing me or calling me, or if I'm at a book festival and coming up to me and sharing their story, that's what I'm inspired by. I'm inspired by stories. Everyone has a story. And, you know, people look at me and they have no idea I have a story. And I'm, you know, fascinated by that people are judged, you know, by their cover, so to speak. And I look at, and I'm just inspired with people's story, by their strength and by their will. And it gives me confirmation that where I'm going with this is the right direction.
Yeah, it's a great book. What a great idea, pulling it together, and keep inspiring people. Go check it out, DebbieBurkelman.com. You can pick up the book. Debbie, good luck and with the book, and keep getting those stories and helping people. We appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you so much. Have a great night.
You too.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook, sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.